Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to run into you there. Here, let me pick that up for you. Multi-grain, huh? Nice choice. Oh my God. Wow, it's you. It's been a while. Remember? Oh. Well, this is kind of awkward. You really don't remember? Maybe it's because I ditched my glasses and braces. I got contacts instead, and I can see so much better now. Anyways, you kind of broke up with me after senior homecoming, remember? That was our first time together. And the last. You didn't say this to my face, but your friends told me I was too ugly for you. Now you remember, huh? Yep, that's right. That was me. Oh no, it's okay. I mean, I've moved on now. You know, I'm pretty happy with where I am. I love my major. I do my own makeup, and I go to the gym every week. Oh, really? Thanks. I got this dress on sale, actually. I just wish it was a bit longer, because my legs are just too long for it. You know, like, it tends to ride up when I cross my legs like this. Then I have to pull it down before anyone sees my ass or something. I actually got this from Brandy Melville. Their clothes are so soft. Wanna see? Feel it. It's okay. Here, just rub your hands on it. Like this. Oh. Oh, you like that, huh? You like touching me right now, don't you? I suppose it was the gym membership that did it. I lost 30 pounds. What? Are you serious? You really want to slip into that broom closet right now? You really want to, do So what exactly is your proposition? Are you going to pin me to the wall? Trace your lips over mine and down my neck into my cleavage? You want to whisper how much you want me into my ears and nibble on them? Are you gonna pin me to the wall like the little slut I am and pound into me? Let me guess. You're rock hard right now, aren't you? Oh, yes, you are. You are so hard for me right now. I can feel it through your pants. You're a naughty boy, aren't you? I mean, don't you have a girlfriend? Oh. You still want to go for it? I'd say thanks for the offer, but I already got laid last night. I think you might know her, actually. Yeah, that's right. You do know her. In fact, you're dating her. Oh, is this a surprise for you? Really? Oh, well, I met her at a yoga class at the gym. She was kind of shy as a beginner, but I helped her stretch out all her muscles. I even taught her a few positions, too. Maybe you'd like to join us next time. You do look kind of tense. Is it because I'm stroking your cock? You need to learn how to relax, babe. Oh, don't be mad. Oh, come on. You really think you could please her better than I can? I mean, you should have heard her last night. I tied her up to the bed, but I didn't have to. She wanted me. She wanted to be mine. She looked so pretty with her hands tied to the headboard, legs spread wide just for me. And her taste, oh God, her taste. She was so sweet and just so wet for me. I ran my tongue along her pussy till I reached her clit, and you should have heard her moan when I sucked on it. You know, eating her out tasted just as good as your cum, if I recall. When she was good and sopping wet, I slipped my fingers into her dripping pussy. Using the same fingers, I'm sliding over your pants. Did you know your girlfriend was a loud moaner? Maybe not with you, but she was with me. She sounded just like this. But I wouldn't let her come just yet. That would be too easy. Oh no, she was going to come when I tell her to come. She belongs to me. You got that? If not, I'm gonna grab your dick even harder than I am now. Anyways, she was a blubbering mess with me. I took my fingers out and I sat on her face. Pushed my folds into her waiting little pink mouth. It was so satisfying just to feel her tongue swirling around my clit, her saliva making me even more wet. I was enjoying myself so much I wouldn't even let her breathe. I just grinded my pussy into her face, because honestly, who the fuck needs oxygen when you have me? Her face was covered with my juice like a good little cum slut she was. When I decided she'd had enough, I finally untied her from the bed. But she barely had time to breathe before I bent her over and rammed a strap on into her little cunt. I grabbed her hair and I pulled until she screams with pleasure. I dug my fingernails into her juicy ass and I marked her sweet white ass with my handprints. Oh, I'm sure you can imagine it. She begged me to fuck her again, so I obliged. She was a good girl after all. Such a good girl for me. I drove the strap on into her tight little hole and she said, "Don't stop." She was about to come, but I pulled out. I wasn't about to let her come just yet. Oh no. She's gotta work harder for it. I turned her around and made her suck on my nipples like a baby. She sucked like it was the last drop of water in the fucking Sahara Desert. I dipped my fingers into my pussy and made her lick every last drop of my juices. She fucked me with her fingers and I marked her back with my fingernails. She was begging for me, saying, "Please, buddy, please, let me come." Yeah, that's right. So I teased her with the strap on, going round and round, never quite in. I paused just to enjoy the view, and I fucked that filthy wet pussy. I'm sorry if she seems a little off today. It's because I fucked her so hard she could barely walk after. Well, anyways, it was nice catching up with you. It looks like your cock missed me too. Oh no. Look at that. Look at what I've done. It seems your jeans are soaked with your cum. How unfortunate. It would be horrible if someone were to attract attention to you right here, right now. You know, doing something like this. Oh my, how clumsy am I? I just knocked over the whole display. Well, anyways, I gotta go. I would tell you to say hi to your girlfriend for me, but you know, I'm actually gonna see her again tomorrow, anyways. So, bye now.